Okay, I'm writing it down this time. Step by step, I need to be able to be on the computer, which I'm not. So the Twitch part is missing out. Now, step by step, start on Pal Talk. And now I don't know if you can hear me and they can hear me, or Pal Talk can't hear me anymore. So, hear me, then yippee, we got this working. Wasn't that what I was excited about last time? Okay, now when it comes to like last time, we'll have to be able to communicate in the chat on Twitch. So that is what creates the I need you just as much as we're hanging out like we're besties right now. That's really the point. The ultimate. There we go. Is I'm the interview. I was writing the thought down. And I'm in the interview right now. And I think that's how Will taught his daughter, and interesting. Okay. Stuff that people don't realize that doesn't land in the time. That's where time comes is irrelevant. So, the theme of the year can be do the work, which I've put a post that shows what the work is. You can Google the work and see what it says. And no matter what you find, it should be take the time. Now, wait a minute. Time is irrelevant. So, keep it in the smallest habit form. Then the key, mine was like, it took 10 years. So I was just watching that Hulk episode and then it's landing in this way. If you really think about it, if I write down everything that it takes to go live, hang out. Now, this is me. This is another idea that came out. Is me putting my effort to your friendship. Because we just need to be here for each other. And if being live is the only way I can just record my life, now I need somebody I can trust to log into my Twitter, Twitch, whatever, with me, but I can add you so that way I don't have to share my privacy, and I can give permissions to moderators. And so those are the best friends I want. I'm just thinking, okay, it'll be easier if they like me just for me. And so here I am in the job interview, and this is like literally my best friendship right now. I'm giving it to who's listening. They're the important people in my life. And that could be lots of people. That could be a little bit of people. It can vary. That's just how life is. Life has endless roots that grow. Oh my gosh, I'm killing my creatures right now. I pulled a couple plants out of the ground to replant. And I need to do it like right now. I cleaned a space in my garage, but I'm also doing other stuff. So write this down as a don't forget kind of to-loo. Just call it a different kind of list kind of thing. So plant the foundation good. For the what's it called? Fairy project. Okay. And then we're also going to watch Ancient Aliens. That's History Channel. For accuracy in our fairy mound we're going to make. A fairy mound. And we're going to have it grounded with water. With water. Like a fountain. I would need to get some chicken wire kind of tool to separate a water pump from the dirt and the grass that's going to grow naturally. Because I want to put some dirt in a pot outside and make moss grow out of it and have other things. Like there's grass and twigs, and just make a little design. A little tiny landscape. Like a dollhouse landscape. That's perfect explanation. Dollhouse landscape. Because we're only doing the outside. Oh my gosh. She could take over the business for landscaping. It could be cool. Okay. This is an idea. Anyways, any one of those people just needs to see that it's equal in talent. So once I take down this whole point of me hanging out down to a like journalistic version, so if you ever wanted to write or be a journalist, this would be the perfect place to be. Because I've got all the ideas and I share too much. No, mostly. Let's see. What was I looking at? Journalism. Doesn't have to be that. Doesn't have to be writing. I'm just saying, hang out with me. And I noticed that if I could have somebody helping me do a project and they had the time to put in to help me out. And that would make them benefit. Like, you know when you are in school, in high school, and you're doing two projects at once? So I would do English class alongside with my history project. If I could, I would add something else. Just like a literacy project. I could do a crazy tale about a math problem. Right? And that's why they teach you these things. And so it's not hard to teach. It's just there. It needs to be known. If you don't take child development, you don't have that foundation. If you have that foundation, you're already ahead of half of the other homeschool moms who are just winging it because that's the tribal way. We're paleolithic. And that's the way I want to live. And I slowly, I guess you can call it, was groomed into this idea of how I think it should be. And that's not everybody. And I don't want it to be. I just want the person who's hanging out with me want to hear it all about it. Like everything I have to say. So if it's not cool, then oh well. I want a friend. Okay, but I also want business partners. That's why I was like, that's where the failure was coming from. Because I knew I didn't want to use it. And then I decided to stack it. And then that made it hard for me to come around. So I can try again. I can be here closer. I can do my part in being our friend. Because if we are going to be friends or be able to ever be like a we, then listening to me is part of that. Hanging out is part of that. And I want to be able to listen too. So then, if I can use the anchor and That's rude. The podcast can't go silent. That's a whole nother thing. What's an ad flag? No, I don't know what that means. So when I decided I was thinking podcast, the very first moment, it's already in the back of my mind thinking it's not available to me. No, that's, I'm like, I was just starting to listen to them, let alone already associate the idea that I always liked the field of being on the radio host, and we were talking about the radio host position and stuff because they're hiring. And then, way too low, I knew that was coming, but okay. We'll get it and we'll never have to touch it again unless something moves like it did, because some shit is moved and I keep hitting my keyboard, whatever, mouse, I think it's right back where it was. Yay. So I'm trying to fix a video camera and at the same time record on the podcast because I was trying to say something for the podcast. So in that moment, I realized I could stack all the things I love to do in that moment. Because when I was doing the radio hosting in school, it was whatever grade they allowed me to start playing with tape decks. But I learned a lot of simple things that I guess I thought everybody knew. And sometimes now, everybody does know. Not really. Not everybody knows everything. So, that's when other people perceive that know-it-all imagery. And we're like, okay, sorry I knew it all in the moment. But it was just that. And that wasn't all of the world. That was just, like, the topic of so-and-so. You know, something that you weren't there for. And I was. And then the other part is when they think that they're the only ones that knew that, and you're not allowed to know something they knew. That's crazy. Okay, I guess the recording on my anchor probably got hung up on.
Charlie Martins.
Okay, so today I was lucky enough to watch the reactions of my rambling on and on and on. And now I can look and reflect in my own head, or I can have somebody join me in conversation on character, on learning. Okay, I guess that's a couple books I just decided I didn't want to read that I own. Let's go check it out. I just walked upstairs, so don't get mad if I'm out of breath. Oh my goodness. Okay, what am I grabbing? I already know books that I need to read about. Okay, that's one of them. All of them. There's too many. That's why I put them back. Beyond Blocks. This is the oldest one that means the most to the same topic. Written also by the perfect person in the field that I'm understanding. I couldn't open the page correctly. PhD. Beyond Blocks. Where's the part that said something about college?
Hi, Charlotte Bush. Love from my friend JJ. JJ, money? Yes, okay, no, JJ, thank you so much. JJ has done a stupid
acknowledgement.
JJ,
the jet plane. Forward. Extraordinary skills, yeah, ordinary
he
skills.
He could be a jet plane. Like, if he was like a jet plane, he'd be like.
Suggested readings.
Like the back of the jet plane.
271.
Like a Mustang or a, like a F1.
Straight to the end.
He's my homie. We played. Oh no, wait. Okay.
Ooh,
so then you were there.
Odds. That's always a favorite.
Saying, hey,
okay, extra books to read.
I'm Kyle. This is Funky. It's nice to meet you. JJ's part of Club Social Joker, so
what?
I'm
psychosyntheticist, maybe?
I'm glad that I got a chance to meet you through JJ. Glad to have you. What part of the world are you doing from?
Psychosynthesis.
You are Dr. Quizzle? I don't think so.
What, lady girl?
Or
a cereal box? I can reach the Rice Krispies. I know, yeah, right. What do you say after you say hello? That's the one I should read. Who made up rules? Okay. Anyways, maybe that's why I decided not to finish reading Beyond Blocks, but I started it. I don't think I even made it through a chapter, but I've got a couple different bookmarks from 2013. So, hold on, we're listening to too many things at once for a podcast. It's crazy talk, but this is Mom Life. Okay, so back to the podcast part of what I was sitting here for. Beyond Bluffs and just noticing somebody's facial expressions when I go back to that. Like, I know I ramble and it doesn't bother me only because right now it's time to get to know me time. And I'll probably have nothing to say and so many options. And so then when somebody's there, I'm just like, oh my gosh, I could teach you everything real quick. And then it's like, what? Oh my God. But I'm like six from that. That's like that fast of a talker. And then it's like a bunch of mumble jumble. But it's like another language because I speak another accent and I have another thing going on. And this is me. I don't know. Okay. What else? I'm watching the Twitch, and that's distracting because you guys are like listening to it too. And so 63 people are watching it for the last 4 hours. I'm sure not Elliot Friday, but right now they're all there. Okay. Okay. Whenever we have a chance to just turn on the screen, we just turn on the screen and record whatever's going on right then. And when I'm in the kitchen, I wanted to do that. I made a really cool salad because I wasn't picturing salad. I was picturing a soup and a salad blended together on another level. I pictured. Well, it's not my fault, okay? Somebody else made this P. Anderson sweet, you know, soup. Kind of green, whatever you want to call it. And the point is that there was meat in it. And so that was a surprise. And the thickness of it is just like straight broth. Like, that's concentrate, okay? So I diluted it with coconut water. And that made it really cool. I diluted it with, this time for dinner, for the salad part, I changed that up and diluted it with this other mixture that we used when we made beans in the crock pot. And so we had a whole bunch of liquid in there. And so it's like this perfect amount of thin and thick, just liquid. And so I mixed that so I could have a couple black beans in my soup. So I had like this split pea soup because it had meat in it. I might as well throw some black beans in there with cilantro. So it's already a Tex-Mex style version, if you understand where these pea soup is easily goes to because of the meat. And I don't think he understood the commentary, but it's still a compliment in a, if you like Tex-Mex kind of way. Because it's ultimate different style. And that's the purpose of the word Tex-Mex. Okay. Anyways. What was I saying? So the soup. So I made the brothy soup with the beans. Heated that up with a little touch of goat cheese. And then, so these are like the kind of things I always buy. And your grocery bill is really small because you can just turn them into these other meals. So these are your bases. And so that soup in there, since it's concentrated, it's going to last forever if you use it correctly and grab like a whatever the biggest, stupidest spoon in your house is. I don't care how big it is. Just like equal that with liquid maybe. And or more liquid, however soupy you want it. Because some people want their soupy soup. Okay, they want it to be liquidy as water. So give them that chance. Make that last. It's soup. It's still doing the body good. doesn't matter how thick it is. Or pureed. But anyways, where was I going? I don't think I finished. Alright, so then I took the salad mixture. So I got the 50-50 salad mix with some romaine, mix it up myself, spread it all out, and chop it all up, and then rinse it all off, and I don't care if I'm eating water too. This doesn't need to be rinsed off that much, or dried off, I mean, at all, because that's part of the dressing, that's part of the merging of, I put it in that soup mixture after it was nice and warm, and stirred up the salad until it wilted a little bit, but not too hot, not too wilty. It was just right. It was really actually more cold than hot at all, because they stirred it for so long. But it could have had more green lettuce in it, and then it would have fed like two people. But it wasn't that big, because I really did try to stay within a spoon's portions, if that makes sense. Yeah. I thought I was going to have too much lettuce, but mixing it with the soup drowned it so much, and you just have to really be okay with having too much dressing on your salad in order for it to be a soup and a salad at the same time. And that's what I ate today. And it was really bomb. And put a little crispies in it of jalapeno bites. So it had crunchy bits. So it had a mixture of textures so that it complemented each other in the flavor and the and the Tex-Mex and the soup and the factors of it being an actual salad I'm eating. It was bomb.com. Oh my gosh. Okay. I'm on somebody new stream. Can't hear.
At home with her other half, that funky
is both big and shallow, but not deep. This type of breathing.
Okay. So, just a clip to give you context, because you'll look the book up and do it yourself. The Oxygen Advantage is the book of the topic. Chapter 4. And the author's name is Patrick McNowen. Anyways, so here's my first episode of our book series parts. Because that's one thing I wanted to use the series episodes for, but they've never made it convenient to keep track. So if there was a way for me to say I'm filming, I don't know, season one, episode one, shouldn't I just keep coming back and I'd be on the next? But they're leaving it up to me to pick and choose if this is a part of the series episode. If that makes sense, I can have more than one type of series. So anyways, book series. Anyways. I'm like trying to make sense for myself. And repeating it in different ways. And nobody tells me that until it's over, but it's part of the rambling and everything else. Oh my gosh, this Focus peanut butter is so amazing. It's not peanut butter at all. Okay, we're not gonna do inflammatory, so we're avoiding that. And we don't want to get distracted too much from the book that we're talking about, but damn it. Okay. Focus Retreat. This is the company. It's sunflower seed, a superfood spread with lion's mane, turkey tail, and cordyceps, if I knew how to say that. But it's a mushroom. There's three different kinds of mushrooms. That's all that matters. Just know that it's made. Now, when you normally... Yeah, for me, and I haven't had sunflower seeds in forever, let alone how many I would eat in an hour period or whatever. So now,
hey, Mommy.
Yeah, it's in a peanut butter form.
Mommy, come down here.
You can get a spoon and you can spread it on something. Just eat it straight. Okay. Okay, so I'm getting into this book and it's all about breathing and it makes a lot of sense and then it doesn't make sense and everything's contradictory. It's awesome. It's amazing. And it all makes sense even though there's opposites all over the place. It's cool. So, learning stuff we never knew was true or never even thought of, but something we might even have the in your history, in your past, you've done it this way, you've been fine, you just grew out of it or something. Oh man, I think the first two chapters cover exactly what I just meant, but oh, it's totally interesting, and I thought, what a perfect time to chime in and just say hi. And I might even come back for another commentary of how I feel on the book, but it'd be fun. Okay.
I'm so sorry to interrupt.
It's a complete Mandela effect on The Handmaid's Tale, because I watched the death of this character who's still in it.